Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, visiting with John Elder with the Illinois Coaches Association. Of course, the former head football coach at Alexis back in the day, and he helped create the IHSA football playoffs. And, of course, the system has changed quite a bit since 1974. I know there were just 80 qualifiers back then, five classes, 16 teams per class. Coach John Elder, man, a lot of changes, of course, over the years. How vividly do you remember getting this thing going back in 1974?
Well, it was, you know, people were quite excited about it once they started. And, of course, when the classification came in basketball just shortly before that and that sort of thing, and it appeared as if this was going to come in football, and it obviously did, and so things were pretty much set up and taken into consideration how things were going to go throughout the playoffs prior to the playoffs ever starting.
Yeah, so basically the conferences kind of knew where they were going to be at in the bracket in terms of qualification and at large. And you told an interesting story about Alexis first qualifying, because where you were placed on the bracket in 1A in 1974, you were at the bottom. So that meant you got to host every playoff game you played through the rounds because of where you were at on the bracket. And we know that has dramatically changed here heading into 2018, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. We were in 2A that year, even though there was only like two or three 1A schools smaller than us, but we were in the 2A. See, in those days, they put you in by conference, and you took the largest school in the conference and the smallest school in the conference and threw them out, and then averaged the other teams left in the conference, and that's how the enrollment was determined to determine what class you were in.
And that sounds like a fair way that they should
do
it here in 2018, I believe. I mean, that's a fair way to classify all schools, whether they're parochial or public. But the way the bracket was set up, though, even in 2A, you said the bottom of the bracket is where you were at, so that meant you got to host every game you played that year.
That's right. We were the bottom team on the top bracket, and consequently it was established ahead of time that the bottom team on the bracket for each would be the home host for each game. And as it turned out, we were continually the bottom team, and so we got to play all three of our preliminary games at home, which was a big advantage for us for many reasons, because with the inception of the playoffs, all the excitement and so forth surrounding it, as soon as other area, there weren't that many area schools involved, even though the Little Six Conference had three people out of the 16, with Rova, Alexis, and Galva being in the playoffs that first year. Rova and Galva both went in as at-large teams, and I think there are only two at-large teams in 2A. But anyway, so as soon as people got to beat, the area people flocked to you. And so we had great area support throughout the playoffs, and being at home made it that much more important for us.
Well, and I think we know the anticipation in the buildup of this thing, and I know probably the IHSA won't come out and say it, but it's their biggest production now. I mean, it is. I mean, in terms of the interest. And it's weird because it's not an actual competition or a game or a state tournament, but it's the speculation that leads up to the pairings being released. And it's kind of a letdown after the pairings are released, but they know what the traffic in terms of their digital platform at IHSA.org is. And, you know, there's the Urban Legends where a couple of years it's crashed. Now, if you could talk to, let's say, a coach here that started coaching in, like, let's say 2010, so they'd be coaching for about 8 or 9 years, and you tell them, son, this is how the 1974 playoffs worked, and maybe you would be lucky to find out who you're playing on that Saturday night when the playoff pairings were released down at the IHSA offices in Bloomington, but likely you're probably not going to find out till maybe late Sunday morning or even Sunday afternoon. I mean, can you relate to the coaches of today in terms of how you found out about the information back in 1974 to the instantaneous type of information that's disseminated now in 2018. Man, a lot different. And I tell Hochschild all the time, I long for those days, like the election returns back in the day that you had to wait forever, and that built even more anticipation. But take it away. Tell those young coaches what you had to deal with when this thing started.
Well, no question about it. It was different, but everything, you know, social media wasn't there in those days, and so, and the expectations were just set ahead of time, and you knew basically when you were going to find out. And if I recall, it was at least I remember we got an actual call from the IHSA as to who we were playing and when. I can't remember exactly how it was, but you knew, you had it figured out yourself based on pretty much who was the teams that had gotten in, you know, because basically it was conference champions in those days. But no, you didn't, you weren't able to have the film within, before Saturday night, you know, like you do to this day and age. And of course, you were preparing for a Wednesday game, too, which made a big difference.
Yeah, well, and that's what we talked about, a couple guys. Now, can you imagine in today's environment? I mean, people say, how in the world did they play on Wednesday and Saturdays?
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I thought that was great because, for one thing, on Wednesday, that was the only news, and I mean, we were the big thing. The football playoffs were the big attraction on Wednesday night, and I loved it because I felt it gave us an advantage over in preparation over the people we were going to play, and because I felt that smaller youngsters could bounce back and get their legs back under them quicker than bigger youngsters could, and so consequently that's kind of the kids we were playing, and so it helped us recover. And no one knew how to prepare. No one knew whether they should continue to practice hard as we did in those days, or whether you should just relax and try to prep for Saturday. But it worked out fine. But we loved that. I hated to see that Wednesday Saturday thing go away.
All right, always great to visit with John Elder with the Illinois Coaches Association, and it's only been somewhat 44 some odd years since the first playoffs were instituted within the IHSA back in 1974. Coach Elder, always great to visit with you, and have a fun Saturday night tracking all this information down.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to be at St. John's in Minnesota tomorrow to a football game, so I guess I'll have to wait till I get home, or we'll probably see it on the telephone on her way home, I guess.
All right. Well, make sure it's the passenger that's doing it, not you. Good to visit, Coach. Have a good time watching the playoffs here in 2018. Thanks for the help.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Nice to visit with you.
But, we'll have more on WRMJ.